Where Can I Find Metadata Standards? Posted by Henrik de Gior on June 28, 2010. As a digital asset management professional, one of the many non-tangible things I deal with on a regular basis is metadata. This is a must. Any standards which already exist can help as a starting point. There is no sense in recreating the wheel from stone, since someone has done that work for you by putting advanced knowledge and further development behind it. The issue is there are many, many standards for metadata. Some are based off of each other. Some standards are quite common, while others are designed for a very specific audience. Which metadata standards you end up using should relate back to your assets, business needs, people, and use cases. Something to keep in mind is what information you already have from the past. Is this information accurate and still relevant? What information you are collecting and/or creating now? Is this done consistently? And what information you will need for the future? Think beyond the current project and fiscal period. Will these metadata standards meet all of your needs? For the most part, yes. It is worth taking a deep look at these metadata standards. There are several comprehensive guides to metadata worth sharing, since they are freely available. The first guide is from NISA, or the National Information Standards Organization, about understanding metadata, which contains quite a few references on everything you wanted to know about metadata, but were afraid to ask. There's a link on my blog if you're interested. Two, another set of guides are more recently authored by Jen Riley, who was funded by the Indiana University Library's White Professional Development Award, where she developed a visual representation of 105 different metadata standards along with Devin Becker. Their site mentions, quote, "The sheer number of metadata standards in the cultural heritage sector is overwhelming, and their interrelationships further complicate the situation. This visual map of the metadata landscape is intended to assist planners with the selection and implementation of metadata standards. Each of the 105 standards listed here is evaluated on its strength of application to defined categories of each of the four axes: community, domain, function, and purpose. The strength of a standard in a given category is determined by a mixture of its adoption in that category, its design intent, and its overall appropriateness for use in that category. The standards represented here are among those most heavily used or publicized in the cultural heritage community, though certainly not all standards that might be relevant are included. A small set of metadata standards plotted on the main visualization also appear as highlights above the graphic. These represent the most commonly known or discussed standards for cultural heritage metadata." End quote. This is a visualization of the metadata universe, where the content was authored by Jen Riley and designed by Devin Becker. There is a link to this visualization on my blog. This is complemented with a glossary of metadata standards in pamphlet form and poster form, also created by Jen Riley and Devin Becker. Having this visual mapping helps people like me who deal with information in this manner regularly. I like it so much, I save these posters and guides, all PDF. I even added the visualization as a screensaver on my work computer. In the cases when these metadata standards do not meet your metadata needs and use cases, some people mix several standards together into metadata mashups, which may be more successful rather than trying to carve out your own standard out of stone. Where do you find metadata standards? For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.